At first blush, it can all seem very benign. Nothing really to get upset about. But with a bit of digging, one begins to realize there is more here than meets the eye. As has been reported in the Washington Post and other news outlets, 7 states have passed legislation requiring or allowing schools to post in classrooms a sign which reads, "In God We Trust." And while the legislation may differ slightly from state to state, the goal of the law is exactly the same, to insert religion into public schools. While the separation of church and state is a fundamental national principle that has been essential for enabling people of different religious beliefs or non-belief to be full and equal citizens, there are those in our nation who want to use the power of the state to mandate religious thought. This push to require the posting of "In God We Trust" is such an effort. It should be understood that several states just happening to pass legislation requiring the posting of "In God We Trust," and several other states having proposed legislation to do the same, is not just some random coincidence. It is an organized and concerted effort. Research done by Frederick Clarkson, a researcher, along with Americans United for Separation of Church and State, discovered who was behind this initiative, known as Project Blitz. Project Blitz is an effort organized by several organizations, the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation, Wall Builders, and the National Legal Foundation. These nondescript-sounding organizations have a very clear and specific agenda. They want to erode the separation of church and state and insert religion, and I would add here, their interpretation of religion, of Christianity, into the public sphere. The organizers describe Project Blitz this way: to push traditional Judeo-Christian religious values and beliefs in the public square, and to reclaim and properly define the narrative which supports such beliefs. Of course, as one might imagine, the organizers of this push to insert religion into the public sphere and attempting to erode the separation of church and state have tried to play down what they're doing and make it sound harmless. But it isn't. As Americans United for Separation of Church and State observe, Project Blitz is a coordinated national effort working to codify a far-right evangelical Christian America. It is part of a national trend to redefine religious liberty as a sword used to harm others instead of a shield that protects people. It needs to be understood that passing legislation to post "In God We Trust" isn't the only goal. It's, in fact, just the beginning. It's the tip of the iceberg. In their playbook for Project Blitz that is available to legislators and you can now read online, the organization details 3 levels of legislation that should be proposed, with each level becoming more extreme and more divisive. Samples of that legislation include bills that would promote America's Christian heritage, and in the name of traditional marriage and religious freedom, there are bills that seek to undercut the advances made by the LGBT community and a woman's right to reproductive choice. We who value America as a secular nation, who recognize separation of church and state as essential so that all are treated as equal and full citizens, need to take what is happening seriously. Project Blitz is a sophisticated, organized effort designed to erode the separation of church and state, and in doing so, change the very nature of our nation. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.